Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you so much for tuning in to Lifestyle for a Lifetime Holiness. I am your host, Dr. Gwyneth Williams. And today we are going to continue. We're going to continue to talk about how to pray for your loved ones. And we are actually in part three. Well, I know I've been saying that we were almost finished, but it's getting even in more depth to what we have to talk about. We did our part one, and part two was on exercising spiritual warfare for our families as the warrior priest, praying the hedge of protection, praying for household salvation, travailing in prayer, and then, of course, we went through our session on that was part one, which was really detailed on how to pray for our loved ones. And so we are going to continue on with part three that's going more into the actual praying the blessings up on our loved ones and giving some biblical examples of the actual patriarch. Now, I know in our last session, we did discuss that how we would talk also and mention about prayers of healing and praying for our loved ones. And I just want to just give a 5-minute excerpt on that, and then we'll go into the blessings. So if we pray for healing, say you have a loved one, we get so many people that call the ministry and they're wanting to pray for their loved ones to be healed. And one of the things that I really think that just in giving some little insight is just showing the compassion that we need to show towards those who are sick. A lot of times that we hear that the caregiver needs caregiving because sometimes they can get wore out. And sometimes when people are ill, they're not eating. And a lot of times when people don't eat, it's not just so much the sickness, but it can make you grumpy, it can make you moody, you know, your blood sugar's low or whatever. And so sometimes enemy will try to bring in where we won't have compassion for that person because they've struck out at us or said something to us because they weren't feeling their best. So if you have a loved one that you're taking care of, you know, we just to show compassion and under no circumstance do we want to tell those that are receiving prayer that their lack of healing is because of their faith. That it's just not there. That can be very cruel. But even if a person is constantly speaking, well, I'm always sick and I have this generational curse, we do have to be able to deal with that too. But just, you know, God is saying that we have to have the sensitivity, and this is one of the steps that we are to do. And so we're even praying right now. I received a call this morning for one of my spiritual sons. His mom had went to the hospital, and, you know, sometimes it's so hard, even as ministers, sometimes, especially with just a family member, you know, sometimes we are made, you know, like, God, what do you want us to do? And so that's one of the things that we just showing compassion. Even a healthy person who you show love to and compassion, their life is going to flourish and they're going to regain the hope. And, you know, healing prayer, just to kind of define it, sometimes you as a family member, and we've talked about the warrior priest, but sometimes you might have to be that Christian that warring on behalf of their soul, their health, their strength, and standing in the gap and praying that the doctors are doing the right thing. praying that people aren't speaking death over them and encouraging them by giving them hope with compassion. But what is the definition of a healing prayer? You know, it is a part of this normal Christian life. It's a prayer which includes prayer for healing the body, the mind, and the spirit. You know, so many times we're at different events and or we're at a dinner at someone's home or, and you know, when we leave, sometimes we just want to leave. But it's always good, especially when you're with people who aren't family, but family members, say that prayer, especially if you are in the midst of loved ones that are maybe not saved or may not know the Lord. People know of God and they know of Jesus. You know, I even had an example, I think it was July the 9th, a few Saturdays ago, and there was an atheist, and I tried to witness to everyone, and we were going into the beach, and he was taking the money, and he was hurting. He had been hurt by a family member, and most atheists have had some aspect of knowing about God or walking, even at one time walking with God, but maybe they were hurt. And God told me to witness and just kind of pray over him. And so as we were going through, he said, oh, I don't believe in God. And so you may have a family member. Here he comes or here she comes, Mrs. Religious, or, you know, I don't believe in God at all. You know, but you just know that the compassion, you know, that people mentally who can be, sick or hurt or wounded, their lives can be touched by the compassion and the love you show them. So back to the gentleman, he was a little offensive and he didn't want to hear about the Lord. So Pastor Starr and one of our friends had gotten the chairs and the little noodles out of the car, and they went on, and I was still in the parking lot, and they had left some things for me to carry, and he was standing there, and the Lord gave me a prophetic word and a prayer to pray over him. And so he began just to melt, and he shared by the prophetic word that God had given me to give him, and he shared that he didn't feel love. He said to me, my daughter loves me. But he had had some wounds in his life when he was married. And he began to share that hurt. Well, the prophetic word that God had given me was about his past and the wounds that he had had when he was in the church. And even loved ones that you may be around that are sick, maybe not just a physical sickness, because we're defining healing prayer of the body, the mind, and the spirit. So maybe you're dealing with someone like that in your family, that you can get into the area where he can open up. And I just begin to just minister. And my voice is pretty loud. It kind of carries. I didn't even walk all the way over to where he was, but I shared that from a few feet away because he was tending to the parking lot and I was going to continue on. But there was a breakthrough that was there. By showing the compassion, which is our step we're talking about here, and by showing the concern for his well-being, and then, of course, as an evangelist, you know, as a Christian, it's our part to nurture the wounds of those who are hurt. But it's, with this series, we're doing it with our family members. And so if you have a family member, God may give you a prophetic word, or you may be able to touch that wound. So as we were leaving, my mind was kind of focused on something else at the point, because it was time to get to where we were going. And when we left, he said, well, can I get an amen? Hallelujah. He wasn't being funny, but he was just sharing, you know, from his heart. And it was a statement that he had said, and God had just opened him up just that quick. From him, this man at the parking lot. So you have the love and you have the faith that people need. And so this must be my month for ministering to atheists. I was in line at a Chinese restaurant, and I'm going in, and it was Pastor Star and I, my niece, and I always look for opportunities to share. And so the waiter, the hostess was taking us to the hostess. The guy was taking us to our seat, and he said, "How many?" And I said, "Well, it's going to be the four of us, because we have the Holy Spirit." Within, I said four, and he was saying, "You mean the man behind you?" I said, "No, it's the three of us, and the Holy Spirit lives within us." It was just my way of just, you know, saying we're inviting the Holy Spirit within us to our table, and it was an opportunity for me to share. So I looked at the guy behind me when he had said, "That's the fourth person," and I didn't even know anyone had walked in. And I could just discern on his face that he was like, "Oh, my goodness, oh, these people, you know, talking about God." You know, that was kind of his attitude. He's kind of rolling his eyes up and had him up in the feeling, just, you know, discerning. And so I went ahead and we sat down and ate, and I didn't even think anymore about him. When I went up to the buffet, I kind of looked around for him because I'm always, you know, wanting to plant a seed, especially when someone may be, or take offense to the Holy Spirit, or someone's talking about the Lord or sharing their testimony. It's okay to curse or to stand, you know, to come out with whatever your beliefs are. When you want to talk about the Lord or to share, then sometimes people are like, "Oh, this isn't necessary." So we ate, and I guess apparently he must have been on the other side. And we were on the opposite side, but we got finished at the same time. And I noticed him. And so my thing was to get out there and plant another seed of him about Jesus, but being Spirit-led. And so then I just prayed in the Spirit about what God wanted me to share. And I began just to share with him and witness as God was giving this, downloading what to say. And so he began to, and his friend was standing there with him, he began to say how, you know, just mentally he was sick. He wasn't doing well. And, you know, his family, he was concerned about his children and the country and, you know, with all the shootings that's been going on. And God just had me to begin to prophesy. But at first he was turned off by God. But see, the Holy Spirit and God's presence, you know, for our families, our loved ones, the people we're ministering to, God can use you to be able to minister healing to the sickness and the disease and the stress and the fear. And then God sent like a witness there to this man, and he was saying, he was like, "Yes, I agree. Tell him. I've been trying to say the same thing." Now, this was the man was offended by me talking about the Holy Spirit. His friend is saying, "I've been trying to tell him about the same thing." So you never know what seed you're planting. So, and who you're planting it to. But I know we're talking about family. But let me tell you the end of this. We began to leave, and we told him what we did, and he pulled and flipped open his wallet, and there was his badge. I said, "Oh, this gentleman must be like an officer or something," and that was the burden he was carrying with the city. But what God had me share with him was about reconciliation and forgiveness and love and what God was wanting to do to bring about reconciliation amongst, you know, the races. And I had shared some of my experience. You know, we've been out of the country to Japan and Korea and China and Brazil and all over, and how we as people have to come together. And so then we gave him our card, and his friend was there, and we noticed a lot of people going out begin to speak in the way that it's like a lot of people on the way leaving knew this person, but I never thought, you know, that he may have been the attorney general. So you never know. He gave Star her the card, and we got in the car, and that's what she told me. So you never know who you're witnessing to or who you're praying for. And so if we do it on the outside and to strangers, what more should we do then for our loved ones? I was listening to the last three sessions of the teachings, and I was talking about Isaiah 58, where it mentions we have to pray for our own flesh and blood. And it encouraged myself. I said, wow, I know that we need to plant more seeds in our family members. But also remember to pray for healing for your family, and that someone might send someone to minister to your family members, and they're planting the seed. So I wanted to share those two testimonies with you, that the healing prayer is part of just the normal Christian life. This is how we are defining this, that it's a prayer which includes prayer for the body and for the mind and for the spirit. And so through this session, you know, we want to just encourage you as you go out into your daily walk and your the living, it's part of the Christian life. But especially this week, let's reach out to our family members. So we're going to what? Show compassion. And with a gentleman who was very offended by what I'm saying to the host, and I didn't know who he was, but he said, how many? And I said, four. And the Holy Spirit's within each of us is actually what I said. We need a seat. And that was my, you know, key to asking the host, does he have the Holy Spirit within him and share Jesus? And, you know, I talked with him throughout. But here we have the Attorney General that was behind us. So you never know whose life you're touching, but what happened with the atheist at the beach who was parking. It was the compassion that God had me show. It was the compassion for the gentleman behind me. So if someone's hurting and been left this week, use the compassion. Now, the next part for the healing for our loved ones, and this is for anyone as well, but where this whole session is on ministering to our loved ones, it's a clear understanding of the law of contact and transmittal. And even the gentleman that was outside of the Chinese restaurant, I asked him, I said, sir, can I lay my hands on your shoulder? Stood there, and we prayed. This man, I didn't know who he was. And wasn't he was dressed, you know, to a point where he looked perfect. I mean, he looked nice, but I just didn't think he would have been the Attorney General. But you never know who you're ministering to. And we're right outside. And at first when I asked to pray, he wanted to move kind of over out of the front of the restaurant. And then Pastor Star had went and got the car, and she had it parking there, and it was blinking right, you know, in the place you're not in front of the restaurant. And he was kind of looking at that. He was a man of authority, but it was a compassion where he just broke. And so we have to know that laying on of hands is very important in the aspect of praying for your loved ones and praying. You know, so many times in our society today, we don't do much eye contact. We are constantly on our telephones. Sometimes people can be in the other room and we're talking to them. But we have to make, in praying, laying on of hands is clear understanding. We have that contact because there is a transmittal. And then the other point, laying on of the hands, it's used in the scripture in a number of ways. There were the tribal blessings, and this is what we're going to get into later, probably not this week, but maybe next week, was the Old Testament scriptures and throughout the scriptures, how the blessings that were upon the people. There's tribal blessings. See that they were laying on of hands. People received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We see that the impartation of spiritual gifts. We see laying on of hands that what it quickens our faith, and it gives God the opportunity to impact that healing. So this is what we're going to do, to have compassion, to lay hands on your loved ones. Maybe you have a child that's not feeling well. Lay hands on them. Plead the blood over them. Anoint them with oil. And then just some basic steps for praying healing over your loved ones. And I'm just really getting this in the spirit realm right now, that in the spirit realm, that there are a lot of people the enemy is trying to make them distraught through their mind, to where they're feeling depressed, oppressed, and the enemy wants to possess them. But you know, some of the things that we need to do, just some straightforward steps in praying for people, laying hands over on their heads and encouraging them. But some of the things we need to do, first we listen. And this is a step of where we are discerning what is going on in this person. And then it's always good, too, that we ask, you know, what is going on? This is a step of faith, you know. Third, we believe. And this is going to be your step of assurance that everything is going to be all right. And then we give thanks. And this is a step in praying for gratitude. So maybe this week you've been, you know, going through with a loved one that hasn't been feeling good, maybe physically, it could be spiritually, mentally. But there's this point where we have to be able to walk in the blessing. So I wanted to touch base with you on that because I know so many people have loved ones that are sick, and the main thing is showing the compassion for them. And finding the value, there's a triumph that's in God. There's a triumph that's in Christ. But sometimes people may go through the suffering that's not around it. But Christ, he's already suffered for us. But sometimes people have to go, if they're on their sick bed for whatever reason it is, or mentally, a lot of times it's because they haven't stood on the word of God. But in the beginning, remember we said, we don't ever want to say with people they're sick because of their faith. But for whatever point that it is, you know, our hearts are enlarged, and we have to be sensitive to what is going on in their lives. And so in praying for them, we have to have the faith to believe with them. Wouldn't you rather, if you weren't feeling well, you know, I just told my son this morning, don't have people in the room that are speaking negative and speaking death over your mom or speaking death over your family members. You want people there that are going to groan in intercession and pray for you and standing between God and the people involves a kind of blessing and talking to God and saying, Lord, this person is here. I want you to heal them. Because two are better than one, and you are standing in the gap for your loved ones. And so this week, as you go forth, let us use compassion to touch people's lives. And so prayer is able to prevail with heaven. And we can see the blessings of God come from heaven to earth to touch our loved ones. And that is our prayer this week. And so next week we will continue and we will talk about the patriarchal blessing over our children, the biblical covenant of blessings that have been passed from generation to generation, and even how Jesus blesses the children. In the study, we want to continue on. We're actually going into our fourth month now, but your loved ones desire and need your blessings. And that's one thing that we want to know, that we don't need to curse our family members. We don't need to speak negative over them. But let's this week walk in a walk of compassion, because someone may be hurting. They may be looking to you to lay hands on their shoulder. It may be the attorney general. It may be an atheist at the beach. That's somebody's family member. It may be your grandmother, your father, your sister, nephew, and niece. Maybe someone's oppressed and depressed. But we decree this week, as we close, I'm Dr. Gwyneth Williams. We've talked today about how we can pray for healing for our loved ones, and finding the value by showing compassion, laying hands on them. And remember the definition this week as you go forth. I want you to practice this. I'm going to get off the phone now. I'm going to call some loved ones and pray, just pray for them. And maybe it's not a physical thing, but maybe it's a mental thing. But it's a prayer which includes prayer for healing of the body, the mind, and the spirit. God bless you. Until next time, I'm Dr. Gwyneth Williams, and you have been listening to Lifestyles for a Lifetime Holiness. Go and hold someone's hand and pray for them, a loved one. Put your hand on their shoulder. And believe for healing. In Jesus' name, amen.